No, we're not going to play all classical music today. Get out of here. Who are you kidding? We're playing Baroque pop today. And those are the strains of Vivaldi. That's the spring. What's it called? The Spring Allegro. It's part of the Four Seasons. Vivaldi was one of the great classical composers, most known for Baroque music. And I have a nice relationship with Baroque music. It's an opportunity for me to play all of my favorite artists. You know, the Beatles, the Stones, the Byrds, God, on and on. Pink Floyd, the Mamas and Papas, you know, Donovan, the Zombies. They all, at some point, did something that was probably classified as Baroque pop. I don't want to get into a whole thing about analyzing what constitutes Baroque pop, but if it's got a harpsichord in it, it was recorded in the 60s, yeah, that would qualify, I suppose. And a lot of these, the first batch of tunes has a lot of harpsichord. Hold on a second. What is going on here? Let's do this. There, that's a little more like it. Okay, so yeah, that's what we're doing today. We're doing Baroque pop. It was a style of music in the 60s that was all over the records and radio. a lot of album tracks, more than singles. But there were a couple of real key hit singles, you know, certainly, you know, the Zombies and the Stones. Stuff like that. Anyway, I don't want to get too far into the analysis of the music. I'd much rather listen to the music, because that's what we do here on my show. Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister every Thursday on Radio Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. It's Thursday at noon, repeated Saturday at midnight. So anyway, this first batch of tunes, we're going to start out with nothing but the greatest, the Yardbirds, For Your Love. How can you miss that one? The Yardbirds, the Rolling Stones, Donovan, the Zombies, the Carpenters, Jimi Hendrix. This is going to be more hits than I've ever played before, but that's the way it goes here. We're playing a lot of great, great music for you, starting right now with For Your Love.
Sure. I bring you diamond rings and things. is here at last. The sky is overcast and no one brings a rose for Emily. She watches her flowers grow while lovers come and go.
Oh,
Could I not play classical gas on my Baroque pop show? It's one of the great instrumentals. And there's a couple of them coming up too. All right, that first set, we heard some amazing bands, some amazing producers, some amazing guitar players. I started out with a lot of harpsichord. It was one of the things that defined Baroque pop, if it had a harpsichord in it. He didn't have to be Lurch on the Addams Family, but you didn't have to be Nicky Hopkins either, but it helps if you were. Anyway, here's what we played. We played The Yardbirds doing For Your Love, written by Graham Gouldman, the great Graham Gouldman of 10cc. He wrote so many great songs for the Hollies and for others, Bus Stop, on and on, and produced by Giorgio Gomelsky. That song actually was enough for Eric Clapton to leave the Yardbirds, apparently. That was not the direction he wanted to go, and he was much more a blues guy. After that, we heard Dandelion by Donovan. And yes, that was Jimmy Page on that guitar break. Oh, my God. That was produced by Mickey Most on Epic Records in 1966. Most of Donovan's and Jeff Beck's entire careers were on Epic Records. Go figure. Yeah, that was sometimes defined as raga rock, but it's got that that harpsichord, and it is defined as one of the great Baroque pop songs. After that was the Zombies doing A Rose for Emily off of Odyssey and Oracle, one of the greatest double albums ever made by the Zombies, by anyone, honestly. That was kind of their, I'm not going to say it was an answer to Eleanor Rigby, but it was Eleanor Rigby-like. It was about a spinster woman without, as they say in Wikipedia, without aping the Beatles. They were kind of mining some similar territory substantively on that one. After that was an amazing song by the Carpenters, Drusilla Penny. That's off their third album. That was the one that had a bunch of hits, For All We Know and Rainy Days and Mondays and A&M Records 1971. And then after that, we heard Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. That was Burning the Midnight Lamp. That was originally his fourth single in the UK. It was not on an album for a while, and then it was included on Smash Hits, and then it was added to the Electric Ladyland album in both the UK and the USA versions. So there you go. There's a whole bunch of great stuff that we just played for you to get started on our special about Baroque pop. There's a couple things about Baroque I wanted to say. First of all, it goes back to Vivaldi. That's what I opened the show with. And Vivaldi was one of Alex Chilton's favorites. I mean, he played a lot of Baroque music in his home. And he played an acoustic guitar with nylon strings and loved Baroque music. And the fact is, Big Star actually did a Baroque song on their number one record, and I'm going to play that track. It's actually written by Andy Hummel. It's coming up later in the show. But anyway, to continue on, this is John Plum behind us doing Alice. Kind of lesser known, kind of non-essential, but here's the real essential stuff coming up in this next set of six songs, two by the Left Bank, two by the Beatles, one by Love and Spoonful, one by Marianne Faithfull. The Left Bank, bank with an E at the end, they were kind of the poster boys for Baroque pop, and Walk Away Renee might have been the first Baroque pop song that was actually referred to as Baroque pop. Kind of, they coined the phrase. And we're going to hear that one and another one and a couple by the Beatles. The Beatles off of Rubber Soul did a couple songs that were incredibly important to the whole category. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to play more music, and I'm going to do it right now. Here's another one by Left Banke. This is Shadows Breaking Over My Head.
Shadows breaking over my love you more.
Summer shower, drying while it soaks the flowers.
Told you I'd play another incredible, great, instrumental, baroque pop radio hit. This one's Love is Blue by Paul Morriat. By the way, when I opened the last set with Classical Gas by Mason Williams, and I neglected to mention that was the Wrecking Crew playing on that track. So you have Hal Blaine on drums and Carol Kay on bass and Tommy Tedesco and all these incredible players. They were the real soul of that song, I have to admit. Mason Williams was married to a friend of mine. Cheryl Hodgson was an entertainment lawyer in San Francisco, and she was married to Mason Williams. And she was lovely, really, really wonderful person. Had an incredible house with an indoor pool. I'd never seen that before. Anyway, I don't know why I mentioned that, but I did. Okay, in that last set, we heard Two by the Left Bank. I could have played them in the other order, because Walk Away Renee is obviously the killer track that launched the whole Baroque pop movement, I suppose. But I played it second. First, I played Shadows Breaking Over My Head. Another great one by them. Pretty Ballerina is another one by them. Those are the three great Left Bank songs. Walk Away Renee was also covered by the Four Tops. You might remember that. After that was two by the Beatles. Remember the Beatles? They were great. Really good band in the 60s and they had an album called Rubber Soul, and boy, oh boy, that version of In My Life with a piano solo by George Martin in the middle of it, that was another one of the great Baroque pop masterpieces, and had everything to do with the whole genre, subgenre, whatever, recorded at EMI Studios in London. Words by John Lennon, semi-autobiographical. The next one was Fixin' the Hole by the Beatles that I played. And that's off Sgt. Pepper, and that one's more Paul than John. It's credited to both of them, but that's definitely a Paul song. Fixing a Hole Where the Rain Came In stops my mind from wandering. And after that, we played 11 Spoonful, Rain on the Roof. Talk about rain, fix a hole, then rain on the roof. Didn't even mean to do that. What do you know? Oh, here's some real classical music for you. The Love and Spoonful were on Kama Sutra Records, 1966, produced by the great local treasure Eric Jacobson, off the album Hums of the Love and Spoonful. That's a beauty. And then we finished with Marianne Faithfull's version of As Tears Go By, a Jagger Richards tune that was covered by Marianne Faithfull, done even better by Marianne Faithfull. Stones did it on December's Children. And God, I feel like I have to tell the story of when I met Marianne faithful at the Sgt. Pepper festival that my friend Glenn did in Milan, Italy, and I was in a bus with Alex Chilton, who I was working with at the time. Alex had fixed in a hole, by the way. Go figure. And just to be in the bus with Marianne Faithfull and Alex Chilton, The Residents, and Robin Hitchcock, and listen to all of their chatter back and forth to rehearsal and back and forth to the show was a life experience for me. Marianne Faithfull, just the sound of her speaking voice blew me away. It was incredible. And her drunk French manager was unbelievable. What a scene he made at the bar after the show. That's a story for another day. Anyway, okay, so we heard Paul Mauriat doing Love is Blue. Did I mention that? Oh, no, we're about to hear that. Oh, we did hear that. And actually, it's a French tune written by André Pop. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The Mamas and the Papas twice. The Birds. The Bee Gees. And Two by the Kinks.
Every other day of the week is fine. Monday,
ba-da,
and trust that day,
ba-da, ba-da.
there's too much on my mind, and I can't sleep at night thinking about it. I'm thinking all the time, there's too much on my mind. It seems there's more to life than just to live it. There's too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can say. There's too much on my mind, and there is nothing I can do about it.
Roast beef on Sunday.